This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Let's talk some classic cars in this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long, inviting you to stick around because we have one of our favorite guys, one of our regular contributors, joining us for the entire hour. He's the former collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. He's now retired and doing a lot of freelance work, and this gentleman also does some work for the auction houses as well, so he has a unique perspective and always a pleasure to have on the radio. Anytime throughout the hour, if you'd like to reach out and call, we would love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Of course, it's Father's Day, so happy Father's Day to all the dads out there and granddads as well. And I know one of the events that we're going to be talking to Phil Skinner about revolves around Father's Day. So let's bring Phil into the mix on the Auto World guest lines. Here he is, car collector, journalist extraordinaire, Mr. Phil Skinner. Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Bob. We're just doing fine. An outstanding day, a great Father's Day, lots of car things happening, and it's great to be here this morning, this afternoon, this evening.
Let's talk about the Concours on Rodeo Drive, which I know has occurred today, and you were there. That's definitely an event I've broadcast from a number of times, and have enjoyed it immensely, and I'm glad that it's still going strong. Tell us a little bit about 2019.
2019 was probably one of the better shows we ever had. Today they were celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Bentley. It was 100 years ago Bentley came to be, and they had some fine examples there, everything from supercharged 6 liters to 8 liters to some of the modern incarnations. It was just a full gamut of Bentley was there. If you're a fan of anything that was W.O. Bentley's era, they were there. Fabulous display. Bruce Meyer, who kind of heads the whole thing up, he is Mr. Beverly Hills. He really is so enthusiastic about everything. Great displays here of Aston Martins. Numerous Ferraris. There was a 250 GTB. 250 short wheelbase. GT250, I mean, that Bruce said that, you know, it's probably his one of his favorite cars there. Unfortunately, I didn't stick around for the awards. I can't tell you who took best of show. We'll tell you about that next time we're on the air.
All right, that sounds great. Estimated attendance is over 10,000, and of course, being in Beverly Hills with limited parking opportunities there. I know there are some underground garages, but I'm sure that those garage spaces went for a premium today.
Where they were pretty good. Being media, we did have ourselves a little private place that Myers had set up for us. So it was made it a little bit easier. I got down there real early this morning. We were there by about 8:30. The officially didn't open until 10, but by I would say 9:30, the crowd was already pretty strong. Overall, the day there were just it's a great place. It's free. It's the only thing free in Beverly Hills once you find parking.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I'm glad you had an opportunity to attend it, and certainly anything that Bruce touches is usually done first-class style, to say the least. So I wish I had had the opportunity to be there as well. But there's lots of collector car events going on around the country in celebration of Father's Day. And when we look at the collector car calendar here, there's a number of events that are just around the bend, including one in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, upcoming. Tell us about that one, Phil.
Yeah, that's coming up next week, and that is the Back to the Future. That's an event that's been going on for many years, and there's a collector car auctions involved with that. Ron Christensen runs that. And the Back to the 50s, it's actually a three-day event, but it starts technically on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but it doesn't hurt to get into town, say, Tuesday night. There's already some cruises going on. There are pre-event concerts. It is an absolute great nostalgic way of celebrating the American car heritage. And if you're in the Milwaukee area, you do not want to miss out on Back to the Future, or Back to the 50s, I mean.
And coming up on Saturday, the 22nd, will be the 5th annual Big M Mopar Show. Tell us about that.
This is takes place in Pontiac, Illinois. They have Chryslers in Pontiac. How'd that one work out? Anyway, this is an event that comes along every year. It's considered one of the major Mopar groups. And I think these events we're bringing out to you are just some of the myriad of things. If you check the internet, I can guarantee you that within a 25-mile range of where you live, there's at least five car shows going on over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's so true, Phil. It's a great opportunity for folks to get out there and take a look at some of the calendars that are available online. I know the folks at WheeledPlanet.com, Ken's vocal site, does a good job of keeping all the local events up there listed. So take advantage of this time. We've got another event coming up on Friday, June 21st, and this is in
Chincoteague, Virginia. It took me a while. Chincoteague, Virginia. This is what is a whole new area that's coming up in the world of collector cars, and that's the world of vintage trailers. Not just enough to have yourself a vintage car, but you want to show up at a meet. Now, for years, people have showed up with wooden boats behind their cars. In fact, Haggerty Insurance, that's how they kind of got in the collector car world, because they were insuring wooden boats. And the people would be dragging their wooden boats to meets with a vintage car. And they say, you know, you sell me the boat insurance, why not the car insurance? And that's what launched Haggerty into that whole event. Well, now travel trailers are becoming extremely popular, not only here, but I've noticed it in Europe. And over there in Europe, they're called a caravan. You take your caravan out for the weekend. But these vintage car and camper shows are across the country. This one, it's at a KOA resort. They block off an entire section of the KOA campground just for the vintage cars and everything. It is, like I say, it's a lot of fun to go to these and just to look and see, hey, I remember camping with those little plaid coolers and having plastic cups and having to wash your skillet on sand in the, near the creek.
Oh, that's great. Phil Skinner is with us. He is our collector car expert. And if you have a question for Phil, if you've got a collector vehicle and would like a free estimate of value, we always do that anytime Phil is with us. If you have an old car, an antique car, vintage or rare car, just want to tell us a car story. You want to talk about your dad and automobiles, or your grandfather and automobiles, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. So that's a very exciting show coming up in Virginia, honoring not only vintage cars, but also campers. And of course, coming up on the weekend of June 28th and 29th, when we come back from this break, we're going to tell you about a very special event coming coming up in Atlanta, and Phil is going to be offering Auto World listeners some exclusive tickets. So don't go away. We're coming right back after these messages.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Thanks so much for listening to Auto World each and every week on this very same radio station that you're tuned into right now, or if you're listening via the network's website. anywhere in the world, we welcome you. And, of course, the web destination is gcnlive.com. We've got Phil Skinner. He's our collector car market expert and a gentleman that is not only very actively covering the collector car scene, but also does some freelance work with various things. He works for some auction companies and also works for private collectors. And Phil, you're going to be busy, I know, coming up the weekend of June 28th and 29th. We have a lot of listeners in the Atlanta area. Tell us a little bit about where you're headed.
We're going to be at the Premier Vicari auction. It's going to be held at the Georgia International Convention Center. That's located right near the airport, and that will be on Friday and Saturday. We originally were hoping to have about 250 cars. At last count, we were well over 300 vehicles. We've had a phenomenal response of some of the best collector cars you could ever ask for to be on there. The Vicari auctions have been around for a few years. Pete Vicari is a great guy. And he said, you know, we'd like to get some people to come down there. It's like $15 a day to come in. But he said, Phil, you got your listeners there on Bob Long's program. If a listener is in the Atlanta area and would like to come to the Vicari auctions, this is only for the first 10 listeners that can do this, I will have a pair of VIP passes for you to come in and enjoy the auction. And if you'd like to register to bid or something like that, please contact us. We can help you do that too. But come on down. It's kind of a fun, free thing. And say you got a husband and wife, maybe a couple of kids. Let me know. Maybe we can even swing a few passes for the kids, too. So just contact Bob Long or Bob at AutoWorld.com, and he can pass your names along to me, and we'll get you, make sure you're covered when you come down to the Vicari auction. And that'll be coming up the weekend of June 28th and 29th.
Thank you, Phil, so much for your generosity there, and thanks to the Vicari folks as well. And here's a golden opportunity for you guys in the Atlanta area, or if you happen to be traveling for business or pleasure, and you're going to find yourself in the Atlanta area the weekend of June 28th to 29th, all requests will be fulfilled from Phil. We'll limit to the first 10, but all I have to do is email me up, which is bob@autoworldradio.com. And this sounds like it's going to be a great event. 320 cars as of right now, and that's going to be a very cool happening. Phil, does it specialize in one particular type of collector car, or is it an auction that we see quite a wide variety of vehicles?
This is known in the auction world as a general consignment sale. So it's a little bit of everything. You might even be able to buy yourself, say, if you want a late model electric car for not a lot of money, you might be able to find one of those. But if you're looking for that special car, maybe a street rod, or you wanted to get in the wonderful world of Corvettes, this is the place to do it. The Vicari auction has just a little bit of everything. I think we have a couple of Ford Broncos, and the Broncos right now are very hot. There's also a good mixing of, as I said, Corvettes and other cars that just are going to make this a very, very worthwhile weekend to come and explore the wonderful world of collector cars. And the auction world is so exciting. You see it on television all the time. There are some of the major companies that are on TV. Well, this is live right there for you to come down. We're coming to Atlanta. Vicari Auctions is coming to other locations. In fact, and a couple of other companies I work with, they're also expanding, and the auction world is getting bigger. And like I say, it's a chance for you to come out and actually enjoy it in person and live.
That's right. Absolutely. Take advantage of this. And once you go to one of these events, it gets in your blood, and you're going to want to go to each and every one that you possibly can. They are lots of fun, and there's lots to be learned about automobiles as well at all these great events held each and every weekend around the country, and of course these spotlighted auctions that Phil is traveling to. After Atlanta, it's off to one of your favorite events of the year. You're going to be heading over to Sweden. Tell us all about it, Phil.
This is, I think, it's my 21st year of going there. Actually, 22nd year of going to Sweden for the Power Big Meet. It is held in the town of Lidköping. It is 3 days of American car craziness. It's the only way to describe it. We'll be leaving directly from Atlanta towards Stockholm. And we have anywhere from, well, I'd say 14 to 15,000 vehicles show up at this event. And they are mostly vintage American. It's a huge three-day event. It's staged at the Lidköping Municipal Airport. This is a huge airport. They land jets here, except this weekend the airport is closed. It's a two-mile-long runway, and along that runway you have a stretch that is just alongside of the actual runway are the vehicles on display. They're in rows 5, 6, 7, 8 deep, and then on the taxiways, they have a swap meet, and if you've ever been to a collector car swap meet, you know what you find. It's just the same in Sweden. They have many of the same items that we find over here. In fact, I've picked up over the years some very rare and unusual pieces that I can't find here. They're over there. So it's a fun event. The town of Lidköping is not a huge town. Population is probably around 40,000 people. On this weekend, it grows to about 80,000 people. And the city police and the city fathers have worked with the Power Meet folks and have actually created a, it works out to be about a 3 mile course that goes around the city. And starting at about 2 in the afternoon every day, they had the cruisers. And these people cruise to the business districts. They cruise along the harbor side. And that's half the fun right there. Myself, we usually get a group together. We'll have a nice dinner, find a nice spot, and just watch the cruisers and cheer them on. And more than likely, we'll probably take out a couple of our cars and join in on the fun also. We have a couple of Edsels that we're going to be taking out there this year.
Oh, that sounds great. And as you mentioned, this event is coming up, a three-day event, July 4th through 7th, so it's a great way to celebrate America's birthday as well, even though this is a Swedish event. When we come back on the other side, we've got more about Sweden and more collector car news and information from Phil Skinner. It's all straight ahead right here on Auto World. And again, if you have a question, we would love to hear from you, bob@autoworldradio.com or 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran remain high after attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CBS's Face the Nation the U.S. doesn't want to go to war.
I will concede there are countries that just wish this would go away, and they want to act in a way that is counterfactual. No one disputes that this is the Islamic Republic of Iran taking these actions to deny this international waterway and the freedom of navigation that is a fundamental right of every country to travel through that. No, I've seen no one deny it.
Up to 2 million people had gathered in the streets of Hong Kong to demonstrate against a China extradition measure. The protesters are now calling for the resignation of the top official, Carrie Lam. They also want officers to be held accountable for recent police brutality, and they want the extradition law to be completely scrapped, not just suspended. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here today on Auto World. We're talking with Phil Skinner. He's our collector car market expert, and he's the guy that we turn to for auction advice and any kind of classic, antique, or rare car advice. Phil has always got some great stories to tell, and that's another thing we definitely would love for folks to participate, talking about their dad, whether or not he was a car guy or not, or your grandfather or your grandmother, and or anybody that has touched your life. We'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com. Phil is telling us about the big vintage meet in Sweden, the big power meet in Sweden, and he'll be there. And one of the unique parts about Sweden that time of the year, I understand, Phil, is that you do cruising both at day as well as nighttime, but because of the time of the year, is it true that it really doesn't get that dark there?
The first year I went to this event, it was about midnight, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, and the crowd was still strong, and the cars were still going, and the sunlight wasn't getting darker. It was starting to get light again. It had never gotten really dark. And I asked one of the police officers what time they stopped the cruising, and he told me, when it gets totally dark. And I said, it's getting light again. And he says, yes, He says, the darkness will come when these guys get tired and finally fall asleep, go to bed.
Oh, that's great.
And that's fantastic. The other thing over there. The law enforcement, they do have very strict driving regulations, especially when it comes to alcohol. There is a lot of alcohol involved. But the people driving the cars they don't have a drop. The laws are very, very strict on drinking and driving over there, and so they do random checks. Guy driving on the street, unlike the United States, they don't need reasonable cause. You're driving an old American car, that's cause. And they'll come up. I've had it happen to me where I'll be driving and it's come up with a breathalyzer. Please blow into this. And so I make sure that if I'm going to enjoy an adult beverage that I hang up the keys for until the next day. And it's to the point that I've been leaving on a Sunday morning. I'll be leaving the event, and on the road heading out of town, they'll have a roadblock up there, and they'll stop you to see, did you have too much last night, and is it left over for a residual this morning? So they're very, very strict enforcement and trying to keep the roads safe. And they do a good job. Outside of that, the police are pretty, you know, they're a little more laid back sometimes. So, I could, you know, I've made friends with several of the police officers over there over the years, and they enjoy watching the cruising and getting along with the cruisers as much as the cruisers enjoy getting along with the police over there.
And you've got another event coming up in Sweden, in Norrtälje, Sweden, on the 13th of July. Tell us about this particular event.
Now, this is what we're going to. It's 1 week after Power Meet. This is a one-day event. It starts very early in the morning. It's called the Yankee Ranch Car Show. It's in Norrtälje. And it's a harborside event. There's a park that faces the harbor. They take, again, the whole downtown area, and it turned it into a giant car show. And, again, it's just fun, but it's indicative of the probably 60 to 70 different car shows, mostly featuring American cars, that take place during the summer in Sweden. Another event we've been to is called the Gräsnäs Sluts Concours. And the Gräsnäs was a castle. It's actually a ruins today. It dates back to probably the 1200s, 12 or 1300s. And Sluts is a Swedish word for castle. And, again, it's on the grounds, and that's on a Thursday night. That'll be the 11th this year, July 11th. And that's a fun thing for us to go to. We're also doing a side trip to Hamburg, Germany. One of my favorite things to do, it's not 100% car-related, but kind of, and it kind of gets into maybe automobilia, but we're going to Miniature World in Hamburg, Germany, which is the home of the world's largest HO train layout. It is absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
And so I try to go there, because every year I go there, they keep adding to it, and it's this huge warehouse facility that they just are building more and more and taking more and more buildings as they build the world in HO scale, and it's just a fabulous event. So worth going to Germany just for that.
That's fantastic, Phil. And let's take a few minutes to talk about automobilia. This is a part of the collector car world, the classic car world, that's very much red hot these days.
We just witnessed, we were in Indiana at the RM auction. They had two complete days dedicated to selling off one collector's giant signed collection. That was a guy named Bob Strauss. Just a couple weeks before, down in Indiana, Meekum Auctions had their memorabilia. Dana Meekum has come up with the term of road art. And that's kind of what it is. It's related to the road, and it is art. It can be a neon sign. It can be gas station-related. It can be automotive-related, directly, you know, to the automobile brand, to the suppliers of brakes or shock absorbers, tires. all of this advertising. It was colorful when it was new, and it's colorful today, and it's highly collectible. And the world of automobilia is amazing. I'm just amazed at the amounts of it that's out there. And the fact that there's very little that I can afford, it just goes crazy out there. So I guess that's what happens in the good old days.
Yeah, exactly. There used to be the time that that was the one part of the auction, if you were in attendance, that you could perhaps actually afford things. But that's interesting that prices have jumped so high that these have become very expensive as well. There's a magazine devoted exclusively to automobilia. Phil, tell us a little bit about that magazine.
Right. I've been talking with the publisher over there, a gentleman by the name of Marshall Tucker. Marshall's been in the automotive writing world for a number of years. He's involved with this Automobilia magazine. They're headquartered out of the Florida area. They had a display booth at the RM auction, and we had a kind of a great time talking with them, getting to know a little bit more about their perspective. Possibly I may end up doing some contributing writing to them, but they're just, it's huge, and they realize, the Automobilia magazine realizes that it can be the beginning collector. He might want to start collecting things like oil cans, or I have a collection of dusting wax cloth cans, which date back to the 1930s. So it could be a little fun thing like that. Automotive sales literature, that is extremely popular in the world today. And, we're always looking at new different ventures. I collect postcards. Postcards. Mm-hmm. I started doing that back in the 1980s. Nobody wanted them, but there were postcards from the 1950s and 60s, and I thought they were neat because there were cars on them, maybe in a parking lot of a restaurant or a street scene. So I started collecting those. Today, that is a hobby unto itself, and I kind of look at my collection going, well, I guess I can't afford that one anymore. So it's the other side of automobile collecting. And then there is the very high-end side, which we can talk about on the other side of the break.
Yep. Absolutely. We also got to find out how our friend Brian Wilson is doing, the gentleman you introduced to us here on the program, writing the big Ford project book. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Phil around the bend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back with Phil Skinner. We're talking classic cars, we're talking auctions, we're talking about Phil's calendar. He's got a number of upcoming events, and he'll be reporting on those events right here on Auto World. And we're talking about automobilia, and as Phil has pointed out, this is a red-hot area of the collector car hobby right now. You might not be able to afford a collector car, but chances are there's a sign out there that perhaps you could purchase. The supply is seemingly limitless, and from time to time there are some auctions just dedicated solely to individuals' collections. Let's talk a little bit more about automobilia, Phil.
Right. I was getting ready to say that, you know, that you can find this stuff just about anywhere. You think, oh, you have to go to a car auction or go to a swap meet to find it. It's amazing that what turns up. A friend of mine recently went to a estate sale, a farm. This was in Kansas. And they were taking apart an old barn, and they found this sign that had been hand-painted sign that had been advertising a local garage, and it had been used as the upstairs floor on a hayloft area. This sign came out. It was about 4 foot by 8 foot, and it was a really neat sign of a car. And it had this garage name on it and everything. They were able to secure that sign, so to speak, for just a few bucks. The sign has recently been appraised at over $20,000. Wow. So this is the type of stuff that can be found anywhere, and kind of a fun thing to do when you're going to, say, a garage sale, estate sale. And it's amazing, say, somebody ran a gas station back in the 60s or 70s or even back to the 50s, and they maybe had a sign, and when the sign got, they stopped using it. Maybe they took that sign home and put it in their home garage and use it as a floor of a shelf or just along the side of the wall for some reason. And that sign has managed to survive, and today it's a highly prized collectible. So it's really something to keep your eyes open on and just to see what you might find out there. And You might come home with a treasure yourself.
That's really good advice, Phil. Let's get an update on Brian Wilson, who is the former MVP of Australian rules football and a real cool car guy who's been put some books together for the folks at Holden down in Australia, and now he's taking his magic and applying it to Ford in what will be the first of many publications that Brian has got in his plans. So I understand Brian has been back in his native country of Australia, but he's headed back here to the United States. Tell us a little bit of an update.
Right. This is it's known as the Ford Portfolio. That is the project that I've been working on with him now for the last couple of months. Brian, as you said, was an Australian rules football player. He started his own company over in Australia, where they produced several books for different teams. These were football team books. He was approached by the general manager of the Holden, General Motors Holden, which was a brand of automobile made in Australia until just a couple of years ago, when they finally, GM said, nope, we're killing that brand here in Australia. So the general manager wanted to give his dedicated employees a gift, so he had Brian create this wonderful portfolio on the history of the Holden. And they thought they might sell an extra 1,000 units or so. These were at $300 a pop. And they went ahead and produced, took orders for them. And it turned out they had a lot more than 1,000. They ended up selling 6,000 units. And this is in Australia. You've only got 40 million people there compared to America's 300 million. So after that, the success of that book, Ford of Australia also approached him about doing a portfolio. He put that together, and then Dearborn found out about it and approached him and said, could you do the same here in the United States? So it's just kind of one of those things that has snowballed for him. And fortunately, I got caught in the avalanche, so I guess I've been kind of helping him unwittingly. And we're having a good time doing research and writing. We've got a couple of our good friends that are helping us out. Matt DiLorenzo, who with Road and Track magazine for many years. And another good friend of yours, mine, Mr. Matt Stone. They are both contributing in the editorial side of this project.
Oh, that's great news. And after the initial Ford project, I understand there's some plans to do a Mustang-specific book, and that should be a really cool labor of love as well.
Oh, we're looking there. We're actually assembling all the information to do a complete production data book. And, there's a gentleman by the name of Michael Antioch, and for years he has published what we call the Corvette Black Book. And it looks at all of the Corvette production information. If you're a Corvette person, I highly recommend, if you're going to get in the market of it or just to have an interest in it, Michael Antioch's book, The Corvette Black Book, is just without equal. We want to do something similar for the Mustang, and we've got a major marketing program going on. Ford Motor Company, again, has been very receptive of this project, and it's just keeping us busy. So
that's great.
Among all the other stuff we're doing.
And, of course, I know how much you're going to enjoy Sweden every year. That's a highlight for you. So you've got lots of friends over there, and you should have a great time. Let me ask you, Phil, since it is Father's Day, about your own dad. Was he into automobiles, or if you're lucky to know your grandfathers as well, were they into automobiles? Does it run in the Skinner family?
Unfortunately, I don't think it does. I am evidently the one who picked up the gene for automobiles. My dad was not a mechanic. He was in the banking industry. We just owned a simple sedan, nothing fancy. But I had neighbors, and I think it was my neighbors' influence, friends and neighbors, of learning about this. when I was 15, I drug home a bunch of parts that turned out to be a Harley Davidson motorcycle. And
wow.
We had a neighbor in the area, a couple, he lived down the street. He saw me with all these parts, and I knew he had motorcycles, and I talked to him. He was in a little motorcycle club, some type of Angels or something, that motorcycle. And he had an outstanding mechanical ability and showed me how to build an engine, how to ride a motorcycle. And so this was the kind of, I think it was more of my friend's influence than definitely my family, but I just remember my mom coming out every time I break something. If you blow the house up, Philip.
Oh, that's great, Phil.
Yeah, I remember one day I was in law enforcement for a while, and I had bought a car, and I had no place to put it, so I drug it to my parents' house. And I remember my partner and I drove over in our squad car. We pulled up, and my mom was just, she was on fire that day. And she came out, and she told my partner, she said, "You know what? I'm going to do something one of these days. I'll tell you what, and I'm going to do it. I don't know what I'm going to do, but when I decide what I'm going to do, I'm going to do it." And she was a little spitfire when it came to she never did it.
Oh, that is fantastic. What a good story. My own dad was a bit of a car guy, certainly not as deeply rooted in it as I am, but I think my father was most famous for being one of the, I'm an only child of older parents, not unlike I am with my own daughter, Lucy, and my dad owned one of the first automatic transmission hydromatic Oldsmobiles. He was kind of on the cutting edge of that, and I know that was one of the brands that he enjoyed during his lifetime. Oldsmobile, when it was a performance brand, my dad liked Olds 98s. When he married my mom, she kind of brought him into the Ford world, and of course, growing up, being an only child, we had a lot of Ford products, some Galaxy 500 convertibles, as well as a bunch of Thunderbirds, beginning with a 1968 Thunderbird, and going to 71, 73, 79, 82, and 85. So that was my family car growing up, Phil. So I can thank my mom and dad for that.
Another great hour, Bob. Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you so much for being here, and safe travels ahead. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. And don't forget, if you want those tickets, shoot me an email. It's bob@autoworldradio.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.